I just got back from a couple days spent at the Third Coast Audio Festival in Chicago. The Third Coast Conference was held in the Wyndham Hotel. The hotel was really nice and the staff there were friendly and most of them were fun. Like, I wouldn't mind spending the Saturday chilling with the Wyndham security guards. Things kicked off with a presentation on mini docs, which were short radio stories based off prompts, which were based off of song titles from indie experimental band The Books. I was gonna submit one, but instead I went to Amsterdam. Max, Aviva, and Adam from Atme submitted stories though. The winning mini-docs were shown to the 500 Third Coast attendees. Among the winning selections were stories about a man who biked across the lower 48, and a story about snail sex. Then a band called The Books showed us one of their audio sessions. They described themselves as folktronic, but I described them as indescribable. Describing them is like trying to draw a picture of sound for a deaf person. After that, I went to a session where I heard people record their stories live, which was really cool. A person read in front of a mic while an audio tracker lounged in their chairs helping with the recording process. The trackers had good advice for any production nerd. For instance, it's better to record with other people. That put a smile on my face because I usually call someone, or multiple someones, over to my house when I record. The most interesting recording was an Irish woman tracking a piece about Cairo. It was nice because her voice and cadence sounded like the opposite of the sound of someone scratching a chalkboard. The tracking session was definitely the best one. I can apply things I learned at that session to not only the way I record, but also the way I speak. They brought up that when you get in front of a microphone, you talk differently. They mentioned pauses, tones, cadence, and they discussed accents and inflections, and how all those things change when you step up in front of a mic. While they were talking, I was thinking about how I record, and how I could improve and sound more natural. Now, because of that session, if I'm recording alone, I'll have a short conversation with myself before I pick up my mic. And if I'm with other people, I just record our conversations so I can get my subconsciousness used to the mic. I experimented with my little CAD U1 microphone to see if people really did talk differently when put up in front of a mic. I covertly recorded my friend Jameson without him noticing. I also recorded my friend Jordan, only this time I told him I was going to record him and I put the mic up to his face. I listened to the recordings and there was definitely a difference in the way they spoke with the mic out than when the mic laid inconspicuously on my desk, tangled in a mess of wires hidden behind my bouquet of fake flowers. The conference had this super amazing guy, Andrew Bird, perform as the finale. While Bird performed, there was this bald guy drawing Jeremy Fish-style sketches on a projector. His name was Jay Ryan. Bird performed songs about being MX missile-proof and how before boarding a plane, he has to imagine it crashing and killing every single passenger in awful, terrible ways because he says, "If I already imagined it, it can't happen." That would just be redundant. If I had to describe Andrew Bird, I'd say listening to his music sounds like the feeling you get the very first time you shave your face. But that might just have been because of his Billy Goat beard. My experience at Third Coast was incredible. Like a chapstick. Your lips are dry and then they're moisturized. And you move on, prepared to hit first base. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Ishmael Strever.